Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Today is Thursday, August 4th, and we are back with another BGN Radio Training Camp Interview Series episode. Today's special guest is Philadelphia Eagles content manager and on-air talent, Fran Duffy. He speaks with Jimmy Kimski about mistaking Desmond Trufant for B.W. Webb. He also runs through his training camp standouts and explains why the Philadelphia Eagles are a playoff team. Take a listen.
All right. Today's interview is Fran Duffy. What is your title?
Content manager and on-air talent.
Okay.
In your shot of this interview with Ben Fennell. NFL
Network?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Well, Evan Macy of Philly Voice. Anyway, it's funny because whenever I go on Angelo talks up all the guests where he'll go, this guy breaks down the film like nobody.
Jimmy Kemsky.
My mind.
I go, nah, I'm like the third best baby in Philly, much less the lead.
Don't sell yourself short now. I mean, it's your show. I mean, you gotta pump yourself up a little bit.
But Fran,
in my opinion, is by far the best.
I think you've offended Ben. He's taken off.
Ben just walked away.
The
best
films in nature.
I appreciate it.
I mean, the bells and whistles that you have on those.
See, that's all Ben.
It's fantastic.
So that's all Ben.
Okay.
So basically the way we do it, Ben and I will sit and watch film together, and we'll pick out our plays that we like, and I'll say, this is what I'm kind of thinking. He'll give his thoughts on what he's thinking. Very collaborative in that sense. And then I'll basically find the plays, send them over to him, and he does all the dressing up, sends it back to me, and I'll do the voiceover.
Awesome.
And
yeah.
How the sausage is made.
That's fantastic. I mean, like, and then you look at mine. It's like a crappy looking GIF.
Well, I mean, the thing is that you catch the edge on me when it comes to MS Paint. Like, I mean, I couldn't right. even begin to try and touch you from that standpoint.
Also, I can bash the team. It's
that's a fair point.
So, we both told stories about each other from various off-season, college all-star
sure.
weeks of practice.
Yep.
I think we should do that here.
Okay, I like
it. I'll tell the one about you.
Okay.
And I know you know what one about
me. I think the one about you is great. I think I know the one you're going to tell about me. So this is all good. This is great.
Who goes first?
You can go first. I'll let you do the honors.
So the Senior Bowl one year, I'm guessing it was like 2014-ish, 2013-ish.
I think it was 2013, yeah.
Desmond Trufant is like
one of the best players there.
Yep. Top two or three.
Yep.
Was almost certainly going to go in the first round, then he did. And see, this is where Fran's knowledge of the draft and all these players in the draft works against him. Because Desmond Trufant is coming off the field. He's from Washington. He's got a helmet with a W on it.
Gold helmet with a W on it. Yep.
So Fran, in Fran's mind, that doesn't mean Washington. It means William and Mary.
William and Mary.
Who was the prospect
it
who
was
you thought
B.W.
that was?
Webb. So I did the entire interview with Desmond Trufant as if he was B.W. Webb. And got like, I mean, I could not have been a bigger fan of Desmond Trufant from that point on because he did the interview as B.W. Webb. And then at the end was like, oh, by the way, like, I'm Desmond Trufant.
Yeah.
And I just melted there on the field at Lab Beaver Stadium. Just like, couldn't have felt worse about myself.
It's just so funny that somebody would see that helmet and go, oh, William and Mary. But only somebody who knows, like, prospects to the
lower level
prospects,
right.
Small school prospects, to the level that you do would make that mistake. Like, no other, like, commenter.
The thing is, like, B.W. Webb was making plays that week. They were
yeah.
both, like, undersized corners. They both had the same helmet. And so he comes off the field, and I could tell, like, watching the interview back, he knew I was messed up at, like, the second question. He was like, oh, he does not know that I'm Desmond Trufant. But, I mean, he was awesome about it and had a great career.
That's so good. Yeah,
B.W.
Webb, fourth round Cowboys,
fourth round,
I think.
Cowboys was there for a couple of years, bounced around a little bit. He's not in the league anymore. But yeah, he had a nice career, especially for a day three pick.
All right, your turn.
All right, so you know, you go to these All-Star events, especially the ones early, the Shrine Bowl, Senior Bowl, and that's still during very much the NFL news cycle. And this was the 2013 Shrine Bowl, January 2013. We're getting ready to name a new head coach after Andy Reid, and we knew it was either going to be Gus Bradley or Chip Kelly. That's what all the rumors were. And so we stand on the field and we're going to say, all right, we're going to shoot two of these stand-ups while the sun is still out. One for Gus Bradley, as if we hired Gus Bradley. One as if we hired Chip Kelly. We'll shoot both, send them both back to the facility, and whichever one happens, we're ready. Well, we shoot the Gus Bradley one just as Jimmy's walking by, and I'll let you take it from there.
So, thankfully, I wasn't like a full-time journalist at the time. Like, I was just kind of like not even a part-timer. I just had my own little blog.
Yep.
And I got credentialed. This is at the Shrine Bowl, right?
Shrine Bowl,
so, yeah.
2013,
yep. Maybe it was 2013. Cause I hadn't gotten my Philly.com job yet. So I just thought you guys were reporting this. It was a long practice. I hadn't been checking my phone. I don't think I was even really all that active on Twitter at the time, honestly. So I wasn't like checking Twitter constantly like during practice or whatever. So I just thought it had happened, and I tweeted, "Oh, I guess I'm late on this," but because I also had my blog was NFC East. It's different now, but then not all the other teams that I covered, you know, in Dallas,
sure,
Giants, like they may not have seen that or whatever. So I'm like, you know, in case anyone missed the big old Gus Bradley. So then like
there's an influx, like just getting my replies, like retweets flooded with like
in case you missed it, did you mean breaking? Like, and it was you and Kaplan, of course. And Kaplan could see what was going on. And he goes,
"You didn't just
tweet that, right?" And I'm like, uh-oh. But it was like there's a Saturday Night Live sketch from way back in the day.
Okay.
I think it's like Ted Koppel or something. And he's reporting on all the different ways. It's Dana Carvey. He's reporting on all the different ways that Gerald Ford might die.
All right, now as if this happened. Now as if this happened.
Gerald Ford was eaten by a pack of wolves.
Outstanding.
But that's essentially what Fran and Kaplan were doing during this hit, like Fran just explained at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
Every possible scenario, and I got tricked by it walking by. Very, it's the most embarrassing moment of my career, but thankfully, like, nobody knew what was that.
Right. Well, that's what I the Desmond Trufant thing, I like couldn't have felt worse in that moment. And thankfully, I think it was you and Tommy Lawler were right there. And that was the only witnesses to the crime. Along with Bo.
And everyone else that saw that tweet too, and then quickly, I mean, within like, it was, I had it down within like a minute, yep, if that. So, could have been worse, really, if Kaplan hadn't noticed that, like, I had stopped, was typing on my phone.
The crazy thing too is that these incidents are only like, what, 2 weeks apart? A week apart, maybe.
Yeah, probably. That's probably right. Yeah.
Almost a decade ago.
So, who is standing out to you here so far?
I was thinking about this because I came out early this morning. It's an early practice. Practice started at 9 today instead of 10. And just kind of like taking stock, like, all right, like who, asking myself that same question. And I feel like in this camp, I've been more like drawn to the headline acts as opposed to like the bottom end of the roster guys. So like, you know, thinking like, all right, who are the guys that have stood out? I've just been so wowed by Jordan Mailata. I've been so wowed by A.J. Brown. I've been watching a lot of James Bradbury and Darius Slay. So just watching a lot of the big-name guys this year where I think most times I've got my eyes on, oh, like, who are the undrafteds or the late-day three picks that I liked coming out of college and, you know, who has a shot to make it. I feel like, too, that's – it depends on where you're at from a team build standpoint,
yeah,
right? Like, if you're a team that's, you know, trying to come up, maybe you're looking more towards those guys. This is a team that is looking to try and compete for big things this year. Your eyes might go toward the blue-chip players.
That makes sense, especially this year, too, because they have so many new players, too, that are going to start.
Yeah.
And then additionally – so when I go through, like, trying to put together a 53-man roster projection, there are some years where I'll get to – 47 or so players, and then
I kind of love
the remaining six that I got. Sure. That I go, okay, well, I guess him, and him. It's a little different this year in that it's pretty easy to get to 53, and you're maybe,
oh, that guy, I don't
want to leave him out, but where's he going to go?
That's it.
So I think in years past where you could fit, you know, two, three undrafted, maybe even four undrafted guys, maybe a little too many, but two, three undrafted guys onto the roster, probably a little less likely this year.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a really competitive roster. Even the guys that the team brought in on like futures contracts and some of like the low end free agent signings that you may have forgotten about, like Deion Kane. Like,
yeah.
I feel like in a normal year, a lot of people, oh, like Deion Kane's having a really good summer, but there's just a lot of receivers out there.
Yes.
It's going to be tough for him to really kind of stake his claim for a spot. Now, hopefully the preseason games will allow him to do that. But I think that's one example of a guy that is probably on the outside looking in from a 53 standpoint. But these are good players.
Sure.
They're making their name felt here.
All right, so one last set of questions here. Okay. I don't even know if you're allowed to do this or not.
Probably not.
So if you're not, then that's fine. We'll have you as an A in the chart.
As Ike Reese joins us.
How you doing, buddy?
You on air?
We're on air.
Oh, God.
No, that's okay. It's just a podcast.
You know a thing or two about being on air. All right.
Just don't say anything terrible. So final record.
Okay.
Do they make the playoffs? Do they win a playoff game? And you probably can't answer this last one, but do you think Hurts is the starting quarterback 2023?
I think that this is a playoff team. I mean, this is a playoff team last year, and this team, you look around on both sides of the football and you feel like this team got better. Not even like marginally, like this team got significantly better mm-hmm. this offseason. So I'm excited. I think this is definitely a team that, look, they still need to go out, play the games, execute, stay healthy, all those things that we know about. But this is a team with a ton of talent that I think can make some waves in the postseason this year. And they've done everything they can to put Jalen Hurts in position to succeed. And mm-hmm. it's kind of the same thing where now it's time to just go out next game. If he does that, then I'll be the quarterback.
All right. So you can't offer a record or no?
17-0. the Dave route. Dave does it every single year.
That's great.
Spinaro does it every single year. 17-0. We'll go with that.
All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.